Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chav Tes Le'ilui Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Hashem says to Yirmiyah, I have handed, and I am about to hand, but it's a done deal, I have handed Yerushalayim into the hands of Bavel and the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. And the Chaldeans, the Kastim, the Babylonians who are warring against this city are going to come against it. And it is going to ignite. It's going to light this city on fire. Usrafuha. And burn it down. And the burning down is not a random fate for a city that's being destroyed. It's midah keneged midah. And this match, this is because of the houses where they burnt incense on their roofs to the Baal. And they offered up libations to strange gods. Lama'an hachiseni, purposefully, to provoke me. They knew that the idols didn't have any substance, says Matsudas David. They knew that they were doing something absolutely useless. But they worshipped them anyway. And they did so on the high buildings, because the Jews always did so in the high places. The Rama. And so, as a result, everything that's impure in Yerushalayim has to be burnt out with fire. We're doing Hagolah. You know, we're learning this around Pesach time. Libun, I guess it would be. We are taking something and heating it up until it's white hot, burning away all of the extraneous material that can't be allowed to remain. Lamed ki hayu v'nei Yisrael u'v'nei Yehuda ach osim hara be'inai min uro sehem. Because the children of Israel and the children of Yehuda, both kingdoms, referring to the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, says the Radak, they provoked me first, and then they were followed right along by the B'nai Yehuda, who continued to do evil in my eyes. They were indeed, from the times of their youth, they went bad and never came back. Every kid has a heart of gold. Unfortunately, not necessarily all of us. Because the B'nai Yisrael continued to infuriate me with the work of their own hands, says Hashem. Because this city aroused my anger and my wrath from the day they built it. Vad hayom azen, until now, lahasira me al ponai, to remove it from before my face. Now, what do we mean? How is it possible to say that Yerushalayim was angering me from the day that they built it, from the day it was established as a holy city? What could possibly have gone wrong? So, the Abarbanel interprets this as meaning that having to destroy such a holy place because of the terrible deeds of the people who lived there, that's as if I was angry the entire time it existed, because to me time has no meaning, and I knew what was ultimately going to happen, and so it was infuriating me from the very beginning. But many of the Mefarshim, particularly Rashi bringing down a Gemara from Nida Ayin Amud Beis, brings down the idea, and something that we discussed a little bit, back in Sefer Melachim, that on the day that the Beis HaMikdash Husad Habayis, Biyom Husad Habayis, the day that the foundation was laid, Nasa Shlomo as Bas Paro. Shlomo married the daughter of Paro that very day. So already, from the day that the temple was even poured into its foundations, there was an intent to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know King Shlomo was a tremendous individual with unbelievable capacity and an unbelievable creativity. But we also know that he had weaknesses, and one of the major weaknesses had to do with his relationships with women. And in particular, Bas Paro, where he uses the word Ahava in Melachim Aleph in the first couple of Prakim, if you remember back when we learned it, and that Ahava was an Ahava built on a terrible mistake by Shlomo HaMelech. By marrying, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, by marrying the daughter of Paro, he added power to the evil forces in the world, based on a Maharsha. And so it got to this point that Yerushalayim aroused anger. Other people say that since the day they built it refers to a different city entirely, the city of Rome. And there's some discussion in the Gemara that Shlomo HaMelech put a reed into the water and that reed eventually grew into Rome. And we know Rome is going to be the source of a lot of tension with Jewish people and with everything over the next while. Lamed Beis, I'll call Ra'as B'nei Yisrael U'V'nei Yehuda Asher Asu L'Hachiseini. And why am I so furious at Yerushalayim, and why do I have to destroy it? Because of all the evil perpetrated by B'nai Yisrael and B'nai Yehuda, all 12 tribes, nobody's innocent, that they did to anger me, Asher Asu L'Hachiseini, Hema Malchehem, Sorehem, them, their kings, their officers, Kohanehem, their priests, their Kohanim, Unviehem, and even their prophets. Hopefully this meaning the false prophets. But nevertheless, the Ish Yehuda of Yoshe Yerushalayim, and all of the people of Yehuda, and all of Yerushalayim, every prominent man of Yehuda had some finger in the pie of fighting back against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have only ourselves to blame, and Parak Lamed Beis is taking no prisoners in its discussion of this.